This is Mystery Scotch Tasting with Gentlemen of the World, and we're a pod that gets together and we try scotch blind. With us tonight, I am Justin.
I am Dave.
Alex.
Evan.
John.
Andrew.
Dave.
And Vern.
And as we always do, we pick up our glasses and we look at the coloring of the scotch that we are about to taste in mere moments. But what color are we seeing, guys?
Very light.
Very light.
Like apple juice.
Yeah.
Green Golden tea. Like light straw.
Ooh, green tea color.
Ooh, green tea. Good.
Yeah, apple juice is definitely what I see.
Black Coors Light.
Black Coors Light.
Apple juice.
I don't delicious. Know if that's black.
I don't know if it's quite that light.
I've never had Coors Light out of a cute little glass like this, but I guess we should do that one of these months.
Pour all beers.
Oh, do we have some in the fridge? We should do a color test with Coors, just, you know, for like
for science.
For science.
We should also do that with a bottle of apple juice.
Yeah
we should. Chardonnay. Yeah. That's come up a few times.
100% agree.
And then urine, well-hydrated urine.
I'm not volunteering for that.
Line them up and then try them all blind, as we do in this club.
I would guess very little cask influence. It's so light.
Dave, you're the one that's usually pretty good with like the lines and the...
Well, the lines and the legs?
Yeah, the legs, or is that you?
I mean, it looks like kind of thick. Like, I'm not saying much legs, but it's definitely sticking to the glass. Yeah,
mine has a bit of leg on it.
Yeah, mine's sticky. The laser,
for me, though, it's a very interesting, like, lacing. There's, like, little spots along the lines.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Hmm.
I don't know if it's how these glasses were washed. Looking at you guys, or
well, they were well washed. I'll have you know,
or if it's the actual scotch.
Can we smell it or something?
Yeah, I think we can.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's try this. Smelling it.
No, we need 10 more minutes of talk about what it looks like.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That
smells
strong.
Like peat and alcohol. Yeah.
But like,
getting like
apple juice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get a ton. Yeah. Very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a perfume. There's a lot of floral notes.
Yeah.
A ton of floral notes.
Yeah. It's a strong apple juice. It's a hard cider.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But going back to Dave's tea notes, I get like jasmine.
Jasmine.
When they're freshly blooming and that smell is just jasmine. It's thick in the air. Especially if you have seasonal allergies like I do, it just like thins the nostrils. That's the smell.
Yeah, I was thinking like cherry something.
Apple blossom.
Maybe I was thinking cherry blossom.
Yeah.
I think jasmine blossom is bang on.
Yeah. Good to have you back, Andrew.
No kidding.
Good to be back.
Oolong tea?
Whoa.
I'm totally on the tea notes with you.
That's a deep cut.
Oolong.
For me, it smells like an apricot sour beer.
Whoa.
Wow. Nice.
Okay. We are going deep.
I don't get the yeasty notes of that, but
if you've had like an aged like apricot sour.
Yeah.
Guys, we're so good at this.
Does anybody else know that? How talented? I mean, I would use the word talented, right?
So that's talented.
I'm sure of what? Something.
Jasmine? Different teas?
My apple has evolved into like a limey pear.
This is what I'm talking about, guys.
Yeah, there's definite like the sharp fruit notes.
Yeah.
Not like grape or something a little more soft,
now, I heard,
like strawberry. It's something sharp, like pear.
I heard peat get called out.
I think there's some peat here, yeah.
Yeah, we're still getting that.
Plus, I know who brought this bottle, so.
So being the guest, explain peat. What would peat smell like to me?
Yeah. So the peat is like, smokier, sometimes something like a campfire. So
raw peat is just muddy moss.
Oh yeah.
That grows in the bogs. Mm-hmm. They dig it up. They let it dry out. Historically, they used it for fuel to heat their homes and whatnot, but they also used it to dry the wet malt. And that basically imparts a smoky flavor to the malt that then goes into the stills. And, you know, now today it's something that many of them like a lot of our favorites do intentionally to get that smoky flavor.
Is there varying degrees of dryness in the malt? Because if there was ever a wet malt, to me, it would be this one.
Well, I guess when I said that, what I meant was the barley, they spread it out on the floor at the distillery and they get it all wet to start the germination process. And then they have to dry it. They don't want it to stay wet too long because then the germination process goes on too long and it gets rancid. So they have to dry it somehow. In the old days, the only way they could do that was with fires. And that's why it was...
And there's no trees really on the, at least on the islands and in Isla, there's no trees. So their only source of heat is the peat box. So, and it's still to this day, you go to the 7-Eleven on the islands in Scotland and they have bundles of peat logs. They don't have firewood. They just have peat logs. They're these little like briquettes. And I was really interested. I went there a couple of years ago and I wanted to know, like, what does peat actually smell like? Very disappointed. But raw peat, just, you know, you smell the briquette. It doesn't smell like much. But then once you light it up, there's a lot of smoke that comes off of it because it's like moss, you know, dried out moss. It's not dried hardwood.
So once you lit it, were you happy with?
I was satisfied, yes. Yeah. So satisfied.
Yeah, worth the trip. That's good.
So that's the flavor in the other side.
So you'll have that and then... In addition to that, you'll have a lot of ex-bourbon barrels that they are aged in. Usually it's ex-bourbon barrels. So depending, there's a lot of different scotches, but you'll get a lot of bourbon kind of notes with some smoke. And that's, you know, from the peated drying process.
So the malting process itself is universal across, you know, bourbon, scotch. Yeah. Beer, like anything that's a malted beverage uses that same process. The thing that distinguishes scotch from other, you know, alcohols is using peat to dry the malt.
Although they don't, not every distillery uses peat.
Yeah,
these days they have just heaters and they'll just blow hot air in there and dry the malt.
So what do they use to impart that peat flavor?
Well, some of the distilleries don't want peat. Okay. They don't want any smoky, peaty notes at all. So they'll dry their malt with just big heaters and they get this very clean malt. And then if they put them in ex-bourbon barrels, you're going to get like those vanilla notes that you're familiar with from bourbon. Yep. Or if they put them in a sherry cask, you're going to get all those sweet, like dried fruit, raisiny notes. Mm-hmm.
So we brought up peat as being on the nose. Some of us smell the peat. I mean, we might taste this scotch, though, in hopefully a couple milliseconds.
Yeah. It's been so many milliseconds.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Wait, what are we doing?
Yeah, and then we'll find out if we actually taste peat in this. But I feel like we've hit the nose pretty hard. Should we start?
Wait, no, the nose has changed in the last five or ten minutes.
I have like a couple more nose notes. My limey pear has evolved into a vanilla banana.
Vanilla banana. Dave and I were like,
There's a little lime, you know, still hinting. Yeah, that cute little lime rind that they put on the side of the plate.
Yeah.
Or like a lime zest on top of a banana cream pie.
Zest.
Would you do that? I don't know.
You can.
Mm. All right, but now I think we can taste.
Yeah, it'd be great if we could taste.
All right.
That's a kick in the ass.
Yeah, it packs a punch, but it is also very fruity.
Fruity?
For me, yeah.
Totally.
The pear, the apricot, even apple. I'm getting
like strawberry, fresh strawberries. Fresh,
this
fresh
is fruits. A fucking fruit salad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not getting it doesn't taste boozy to me. It feels boozy when I swallow and some cat claws on the way down, but
hello.
Yeah, hello. But the mouthfeel doesn't taste that boozy to me.
Mm-hmm. I expected from the initial heat for that heat to stick around, like for the mouth to be burning. Mm-hmm. And it really does dissipate into a really nice kind of finish mouthfeel.
Like it's relative. I mean, there is a little bit away on the end, but it's relatively fresh. Yeah,
yeah.
All the way.
Yeah.
It's super dry. Yeah. It like leaves leaves the palate clean.
But the fruit notes.
Yeah.
Just hit
wild.
You. Yeah.
But and it feels like the fruit is just like covered with whipped cream. It's like a creamy fruit. Yeah.
Creamy, fruity.
I thought you were crazy when you said that, and then I tasted it again, and it is creamy.
Yeah.
And no peat?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't taste any remnants of peat from some of the other scotches I've tried.
On my second tasting, I got a little bit of it. So like a little bit of that medicinal kind of minerally flavor, but like not a ton, you know, just kind of hanging out in the background. So, you know, it might be mildly peated or slightly peated, but.
For me, it's more of like the ocean, like the maritime notes that we get often with peat rather than the smoke. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah.
I agree. This hits me in the sinuses. Like it kind of
opens
the back of my throat and then immediately into my sinuses.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the 58% ABV.
Yeah.
Are you calling out an ABV?
Yeah, I'll go with 58.
Okay.
You guys got cinnamon on this at all?
A little bit.
There is some like dry spice, like cinnamon or
spice,
like paprika, cinnamon.
Definitely going back in with the nose now after I've tasted it. Mm-hmm. More of the spice and like minerals are popping out. Not so much the bananas foster.
Yeah,
which is pretty interesting. Like before I tasted it, it was bananas foster. Now I smell it, and it's like this is like mineral.
It's very front of tongue though. I don't know if
that's what
it's like front of your tongue. That's where I'm picking it up.
Getting a lot of salt.
Yeah, no, not really. Really?
I mean, I'm getting some salt.
I'm getting a little salt. Yeah.
Ocean side.
Yeah.
Ocean adjacent.
Hmm. I'm still getting that cinnamon, like cinnamon spice.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that same cinnamon spice sometimes that can be confused for like a salt, you know?
So you're saying I'm confused.
Either you or me. We're going to find out who. Yeah.
Refresh my memory. Sorry to interrupt. So American oak is like kind of more vanilla-y, where French oak is more baking spice.
And more tannic.
Tannic, yeah.
So that primarily is for wine. And
for this one, I'm kind of leaning towards that way. Like if it's Asian oak, I'm leaning more towards like a French oak as opposed to American white oak.
Yeah, I got a lot more. There's still vanilla on the palate, but I got a lot of vanilla on the nose.
It's
after
so
our
sweet.
Long discussion of peat.
Yeah, we spent all that time.
Yeah,
it is just so sweet though. Like
and you had mentioned ABV a second ago, it's still sitting with me.
Yeah, as my mouth is dried out. Yeah. I'm actually anticipating adding water.
Yeah, it's very dry.
Yeah,
Dave delivers the water. Amazing.
I just wanted to see somebody do it because I'm curious.
Yeah, I don't want to add it yet. I'm kind of enjoying where I'm at right now.
I am enjoying where it's at, but I almost feel like there might be another door to unlock.
So, I agree.
I definitely think there is.
I'm going to explain just for John really quick and for some of our listeners. So Vern just added some water. So you're just taking a few drops and putting them in there. Like you're not doing like a ton of water, like pouring a bunch of water in there, but it's just literally just a few droplets to see what happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a roll of the dice. Some scotches turn terrible with just a couple drops and then some open up and it opens up like floral notes or a whole new world.
And really that little amount of water can alter the flavor.
I think it makes more difference with I'm guessing this is a high alcohol something scotch.
Like that. Yeah, it could.
Rather than like something that's just 40%.
Mm-hmm.
Water, it's already watered down by the distillery, so a couple drops may not do much, but I'm guessing with this, like Dave said, there's a couple more doors to be opened.
For sure.
Has the nose changed at all, Vern?
Nose is not as sexy.
Hmm. Oh, less sexy.
It smells, there's more salinity now in it. Okay. Like it smells like the sea a little bit more.
Did you put salt water in it, or is that
fresh water? Which water
did you use?
Long Beach ocean water.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, it would be like must. Oh, the thing's swimming in there.
Yeah, there's a Capri Sun in there.
The sandal.
Well-used needle.
Sandal.
A Band-Aid. The wind up the pitch.
I.
Yeah, it's, I think it's, I would go half with and half, or half without water and then add water. I think it is worth it.
Does your season change with water?
Ooh. Season stayed the same so far. It, I get more vanilla now, but it's not like sweet vanilla. It's still like a salty vanilla.
I haven't added water yet, but it's still changing like on the nose.
Yeah, now I'm getting
more vanilla like cream. Some kind of candy. Like saltwater taffy?
To go with like it, that it keeps changing with what I've been saying. Like now I'm like on like a caramel apple almost.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah definitely. I was thinking of rock candy, like old timey rock candy or saltwater taffy, like you were saying. Saltwater like anything in that.
What's hitting me.
Something you'd get in a candy shop 100 years ago.
Yeah. Nice. Not like M&M's Skittles stuff, but
like the white flavor of saltwater taffy. Nobody knows what it is.
Mystery. I love that white flavor.
Gotta have one of those machines like in the front window where it's like rolling itself over.
Some guy's wearing like a one piece, like striped bathing suit.
With a curled mustache. Yeah.
And lifting like a weight with like circles on the end.
Yeah, it's good with a little bit of water. It's different.
Here, I'll give it a shot.
I kind of like how it. It seems to last a little longer. And I mean, I think the it mellows it out, or it kind of like gels it all together. But it does turn into a different scotch. So sure you appreciate it before you.
Yeah, appreciate.
It's still good though.
You're in for something completely different.
Yeah.
Where all, to me at least, all that fruity flavors, all the apples and oranges and apricots and watermelons, all that goes away and it's a little bit more maritime.
Yeah. Oh. There's like my mouth is like salivating now. I don't know, something happened.
Right. Yeah, a little bit more salty.
Probably the salt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing for me at least, adding some water made it hotter, which is weird.
Yeah.
Like normally it would kind of cool it down and mellow things out, but now it's like slightly burning, which is really unusual.
I'm going to just go out and say this is two scotches for the price of one.
Oh, wow.
The nose was better with water. Did anyone say that?
Vern might have said that.
What? He is it been better with or without? I really can't tell the difference between, I mean, not flavor-wise, but as far as like which one I like better before or after, I don't know.
I get more peat notes on the nose with water.
That makes sense.
Salt and like salinity.
I want to say like smoked salmon.
Wow. That's extreme.
Seaweed. A little bit of seaweed. But like, not like Lafroig, Lagavulin type.
But do you agree that all that fruit went away? All that dried fruit?
It's definitely in the background now. Yeah.
I feel like I don't taste that. I don't taste any more fruit. Like
I'm in a much
fruit goodbye.
I'm in a much savorier zone now.
Yeah.
It's like the day after the carnival where all like the vendors are closed down. Like there's like cotton candy on the floor and stuff. Mm. There's sweetness in the air, but it's like, not the same sweetness as the day before. Yeah,
we're getting out of here.
Yeah.
Wow. That is vastly different.
Wood, like cedar.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
Wow.
Feels just damp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pacific Northwest.
I don't want to get ahead of us, but I feel like for a greeting of that, so often we like, do a little anecdotal, metaphorical, whatever the word is, comparisons. Like what handshake is this, or what greeting is this scotch, or what kind of car
would this scotch be? Yeah,
and I was for a greeting, I was like, this is a secret handshake. This is like a little secret handshake that you have between friends that you either know how to do it or you don't know. It's not spectacular. It's subtle, but there's a lot of like parts to it.
Yeah,
it's complicated.
Yeah,
it takes a minute to learn it.
Yeah. Hmm. I like that.
I got the old timey coming in for a handshake hand buzzer guy. Old timey hand buzzer. It's like, he looks like, it's an old friend. I haven't seen him in a while. Then it's like,
there's a surprise coming. I
wasn't expecting that.
You forgot that guy's still a prankster. See you,
buddy. It's still quite the jokester.
Yeah, I'm just going to copy Evan. That's I was trying to think of like an old friend, but he gives you surprising news as he's shaking your hand. Yeah. It's like,
yeah, I was
hand buzzer.
I was gonna go along the similar lines. It's kind of like the reach in for a handshake and then like psych. Because like it is, it's a changer. It does something different all of a sudden. It's
Andrew. You said you like it better with water.
I dig it. With
I think
water.
I do too.
Yeah,
I think I do too.
Water.
Yeah,
it's like gotten it way more savory.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's gotten a lot closer.
Savory's a great word
to the stuff that most of us like mm-hmm. the Isla stuff.
Yeah,
which leads me to believe that it probably is something from Isla.
I don't know. It's a shit. A changeling.
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shifter.
But it's gotten more like...
It could be a blend, guys.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I actually disagree. I don't like it more with water.
Mm-hmm.
With water, it feels like a house guest who won't leave. You know, it's like sticking around a little bit too much. Like, I kind of liked it when it's like, oh, cool, you hit me in the face with some flavors and, you know, you took off. But now it's like sleeping on my couch. Like, what's your plan?
Yeah. Like, are you breakfast expectations?
Yeah. Eats all your bacon in the morning.
Weeks, like, time for you to get a job.
Yeah.
I feel like it's that guest that won't leave, and then he falls asleep on your couch. You're like, man, get a life. And then you wake up to the smell of bacon and your whole house is clean. And he's cooking you breakfast.
Yeah. All right.
And like, everything's cleaned up. Yeah. And
to tie it back together, that's the end of the secret handshake. Is you started it and it was like, oh, this is weird and complicated, but we finished the handshake.
I agree with you. I like it better with water.
Yeah.
Definitely more savory.
Mm-hmm. Alex.
This is like cooking a tri-tip with like burnt ends loaded with chili powder. I'm getting a lot of like chili powder.
Like the dry heat?
Dry chili powder heat.
Yeah. I can go with that. A lot of the dry spices. Even some of the sweeter ones initially. Now it's less so, but like you said, I think you said cinnamon earlier.
Cinnamon, paprika, chili powder. Yeah. And then jasmine.
Hmm.
That early jasmine note.
It's funny because in the beginning I would have rated the scotch
fair.
Pretty good. But my rating went up after I put water in it. And that, I feel like, is very rare that happens in this club when we're drinking a scotch, that you add water and all of a sudden you're like, well, this is completely different. And I like what's different about it.
Yeah, it seems like that never happens.
That never happens. Like, this is a magic scotch.
Water adding is typically, feels to me, like a Hail Mary to see if you can find something that you really love. Yeah.
Like, let me try to savor that, like, save this scotch. Sometimes
that is true.
There's got to be something in there. Yeah.
It's also to stretch out the podcast length. Let's be real. Like, we can get another 10 minutes of content out of this.
Maybe she'll be better on the second date.
Please.
I added more water and I just got more salinity.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No.
And this,
of course he did.
Right back up to the top.
Justin, going back to what you were saying about your rating, I mean, I haven't decided on my actual rating yet, but I feel like my rating is based on maybe more so than ever before. Is based on this entire experience.
The experience.
Like, I can't believe we started with jasmine and apple.
Yeah.
And now we're on whatever we're on now. It's been a thrill ride.
Yes.
The problem is, how would you describe this scotch to somebody outside of this without giving them a 40-minute podcast to listen to?
Yeah.
Like, if you were in the store, somebody was like, oh, you seem very wise. You know, I get that a lot. And like, what do you know about this? I would be just talking like this where I
have, they'd be like, oh, you're actually not that smart.
You light a fire and say,
the more water,
let me tell you a story. Gets.
Well, I think that's
you seem wise.
I think that's what you would do. Yeah. You would say, yes, I am wise.
Mm-hmm.
I think you give them the before water, after water. If before water, like straight out of the bottle, you're going to get these notes. But if you add a little water, it's going to open up and you're going to get some of these notes.
If you were a scotch salesman, if we worked at Total Wine or something, selling this wine to somebody would be kind of fun. Because you could be like, hey, sir, you're getting two scotches for the price of one.
Yeah.
You know? This is going to be a shapeshifter, you know? I feel like you could sell this thing.
Yeah,
like, guess what? Get two scotches, you get a fruity scotch. Add a little bit of water, and now your Bayside like with the salt in the air, the wind in your hair, if you have it, not like, unlike me.
Oh, oh. R.I.P.
It doesn't, but it's going to be a good time. Kind of tickle your mustache when it, when the wind blows.
His mustache hair. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like this is the hybrid SUV, you know, or the, you can go off road and you still get great gas mileage.
Yeah. Is it a luxury vehicle?
Yeah. Is it like a Rivian?
I was going to say Rivian, even though I think Rivians are kind of expensive. That's probably a luxury vehicle.
That's a very luxury vehicle.
This is well, maybe it is. Maybe, yeah, I think this is a Rivian, like the SUV Rivian, right? Four-wheel drive, capable of 273 miles.
$140,000. Yeah.
I think this is a
Bionic.
It's like a Porsche for me.
Oh, whoa. Wow. Say more.
Because it just keeps going faster and faster.
Well, like because it gets sexier and sexier.
Its initial appeal is obvious.
Hmm. But, rear engine.
But it tips you off pretty early that there's something else going on. And then, the more you drive it, the more you enjoy it.
The more you drive it, the more you enjoy it.
That should be on the bottle. Yeah. Maybe it is.
The more you drive it.
If Porsche is listening to this, somebody's writing that down
please
right
sponsor
now.
Us. Yeah.
On a side note, do you know the difference between Porsche and Porsche?
Oh,
no. Oh, I love money. This. Can this be a sidebar?
Yeah.
Porsche is if you own one.
I'm going with Vern, though. I think it's like a Jeep, like one of those like limited luxury Jeep Cherokees. You know, it's like,
Grand Cherokee.
Yeah, the Grand Cherokee. But, like, quote unquote,
it has to get good mileage or something.
No. It's like
your diesel one gets pretty good mileage.
No, but it's comfortable on road. But like, yeah, if you needed to like go camping or whatever with the kids, like it's capable enough, you know.
No,
it's not like purpose built off road vehicle, but it's also can drive on the freeway. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a good blend between the two.
I love cars that can drive on the freeway.
Yeah. It's important.
It's a big plus for me, personally.
In Southern California.
Any more notes or does anybody have any, do you want to throw out a distillery or a region? Possibly.
Island.
Says island. Alex?
No.
Negative.
No. He says no.
Reject.
I'll go Speyside, but I'm wrong. I'm always wrong.
I'm going to say Isla. The second guess, Highland. Distillery?
<Mm-mm>. No.
I want to guess Kilhoman.
I feel like this is, like I said, I called it a shapeshifter. I feel like it wants me to say Isla. So that means I need to not say that. Because Lowland. That's how it confuses you.
Say Lowland.
Yeah, that's how they confuse you.
It's the Medusa of Scotch.
So I'm going to go Speyside. Distillery, not sure, but I'll say Speyside. No.
I'll go 8 year. Anything.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. We got a little year rating.
I'm going 8 to 10.
Young cup?
Young.
Yeah. Andrew, you got anything?
12 to 14.
Okay.
I think it's a bit sophisticated. Porsche.
That's in line.
A Porsche.
In
line. A Porsche. I don't own one, so.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
ABV.
Hi. I already said 58.
Yeah.
So high.
Yeah.
So high.
55 to 58 would be my guess.
Yeah. I'm in the pocket of 54.
Ooh.
That's where I'm at.
I'm with That's you, my Dave. Guess. I'm going to go 54 with Dave.
Okay.
I'll go 56.
ABV, Dave, John, any ABV?
What was the highest?
58 from
I'll
Andrew?
I'll
go
59.
Ooh. Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Price is right.
Buddy, Vern, are you?
I'm going to go 100.
$1, Bob.
You're up, Bob.
I'm going to go 101.
Ooh. All right, this Wild is getting turkey. Spicy. So before we get to our rating, I do want to get Vern's seasonal take on this it's so tough.
This is probably like an El Nino in fall or
El Nino.
This is El Nino. Is that a season?
No,
I think it's like a double season.
I think you're wrong. I think it's a season. Yeah. It's El Nino during a leap year.
It's like an infringement on a season.
Yeah.
It's probably the season we're having right now in Southern California where it just won't stop being cold.
I was thinking It's a transition from like spring to summer.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're thinking winter to spring. I mean,
yeah,
I've kind of been stuck for a while.
Winter to spring. Yeah, I think it would be, I mean, I added water, so I think it is right now, it is winter to spring in a very dramatic way. Yeah. Like where whenever the farmer plants their seeds, you know, like the last frost, it's the scotch you drink when you plant your seeds in the ground. Whatever season that is. Spring. I'm sticking with El Nino.
El Nino,
on a leap year.
I was with you on that when you said that.
I think that resonates with our listeners a lot.
There's a lot of people that will be nodding when you say that.
Yeah, that's right.
He is the season guy.
Our German listeners might be confused, but
yeah. People are like, the boy, what the hell does that mean?
All right, should we rate this thing?
We should.
All right, Dave, let's start with you.
Oh, man. Okay. I loved this scotch. It was very good without water. It was very good with water. I liked how it was constantly changing. It was complex. It was beautiful. I'm calling it a 9.5.
Wow.
You had such a hard time squeezing that out.
Wow. I mean, like,
are you sure?
I don't like to go too high too quickly.
You were so nervous, especially when
I'm first, but like, this was delicious.
I'm super nervous right now. I want this bottle in my collection.
Alex.
Okay.
Fern looks like he just won Miss America.
Eight two because it's a B for me. I like it. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't put it in like, you know, on my shelf at home, but I'd have it again. It's a B. B's still fine.
Solid.
Yeah.
Evan?
I'm going to go a little bit lower. I'll give it like 7.8. two reasons. One, I wouldn't necessarily like need this on my shelf to drink on a regular basis. It was good enough and I wouldn't quote unquote kick it out of bed. But also too, I didn't find it necessarily complex enough to enjoy like on the podcast, kind of picking through and finding you know, so like it kind of didn't get high marks on either side.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm just knocking a little bit. Still very well crafted, still delicious.
Yeah, that's a good point. Not to open up the conversation again, but we didn't pick apart flavor notes like we usually do. And instead we focused more on talking about, oh, this changed so much.
Exactly.
The experience, but not so much picking out flavor notes. It's really interesting. John, what rating you got, man? Our guest.
So, being this will be the first scotch I've ever rated.
Maybe the last, too, depending on which one.
Yeah, you watch your numbers there, sir.
I'm going to say a 7.5. Okay. Just, I don't have much reference higher or lower. I mean,
for sure.
It's like a stupid analogy. Like, it's got a funky beat and I can bug out to it, but I don't know if there's a better beat out there that I, you know, could be.
Gone. I think there's a place in this club for you. That was beautiful. Well said. Well said. Andrew.
I guess picking up on what Evan was just saying. I want this scotch at home, but I have two of those types of scotches at home. I have the ones where I just like, it's reliable. I can just drink it almost any time and enjoy it. I don't think about it. This is a scotch I want because I want this experience, this entire experience again. I want to go over it. So I think it is complex. I think there are flavor notes that are still out there to be picked apart, even though we didn't get to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, it wasn't just the experience. I loved the flavor. I loved the scotch. So I'm going to give it a 9.
Wow. Nice. Dave.
Because I kind of come to scotch and whiskey, through cigars, the kind of the highest level of achievement in cigars is something that continually changes flavor throughout the cigar.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the mark of like a really highbrow, sophisticated cigar. So this
really cool point,
this scotch did that the whole time, which doesn't happen very often.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to commemorate it with like a solid 9, just because it kind of did something that scotch hasn't done for me. And I don't like, I think I would have to sit with it multiple times to have like a full proper rating. Like I'd like to, you know, have it, you know, at least two more times to know for sure what I think. But yeah, for me, I'm at a 9.
Solid 9. Burn.
About the same for me. I think I'm going to go with 9.1. Ooh. I really loved how dynamic this scotch was, that there's, I feel like, still lots to do. It's kind of going on vacation and mm-hmm. not doing a couple things, and you want to come back to it. And I want to come back to the scotch. I like, as far as flavors go, I feel like we're grading two scotches, and mm-hmm. both of those scotches were good, but not great. But the fact that both of those were in one is what really bumped it up for me, is that I got so much bang for my buck. That I think if I just graded it, you know, without water, and that was it, it would be in the low eights. But I think because they were in one glass, that was a big note for me. And to be honest, I picked the scotch faster than I think ever picked a scotch. Mm-hmm. I went in.
And you went into that 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. I was like, scotch? And they're like, what?
Yeah,
he stole it from that hobo drinking out of the brown paper bag right in front of us.
No, and it was one of the only ones that we hadn't had. And I looked at it for a second. I'm like, yeah, this seems like it ticks a lot, some of the boxes. And that was nice, in and out in like 4 minutes.
Mm, wow.
Which is normally it's like a 30 to 40 minute process for me.
Yeah, deliberation.
But I just had a crazy day, so that was all that I could dedicate to it. So I'm very pleasantly surprised.
You did well in 5 minutes.
Yeah, yes. Solid. Yeah. Yeah, I liked it a lot. It was experience. Was a great word that you said, Andrew. Like, this was a great experience getting to try two scotches and see how it changed. When I'm at home, I never add water to my scotches. I'm not doing what we do here at home. I'm just pouring the bottle, you know, into the glass, and I'm drinking and I'm watching TV or doing whatever. And I'm not like, oh, let me like pick this apart and add water and try things. So this isn't a scotch I would have in my collection at home. So I think it loses points there, but it gains points for being a fun experience and getting to try, yeah, almost two scotches for the price of one. But I think I'm more in the, John, Evan, Alex category of, you know, it was just okay for me. The first scotch that we tried before water, you know, was a little bit fruitier, which, you know, is not a big deal to me. I don't like that as much. The second scotch, once it changed dresses, was a lot prettier and tastes, you know, more along the lines of what I like. So I'll give it an 8.5.
Nice.
You know, because I still had a great time. Again, wouldn't have it at home in my collection, but I enjoyed drinking this scotch with all of you.
Can I ask you guys a question? Not to belabor this, but the whole two scotch idea, I kind of felt like the most that I liked this was right at the end when I was running out of it.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes.
I mean, I liked it throughout.
The beginning. I mean, do you remember the beginning?
I love the
beginning. Bananas.
I love
lime?
The beginning.
Yeah. A lot wild.
I like fruitier, kind of really bright, fruity scotches. But the scotch in the very end of my glass was the best. And I was like, it's gone.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. This is probably going to be my fourth pour.
Yeah.
So I am curious. You're 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you still say you wouldn't keep it at your house.
Please call him out. Please call the president. Yeah. Call the president.
Because you say you don't cut it with water. You don't add water.
Yeah.
Because he's a coward.
And that's that's the only read. Like, you wouldn't. That's not, to have this experience at home, you wouldn't add water.
That's not the only reason.
It's a lot of work. When you're at home and you just want to watch TV. You know, adding a couple drops of water.
Yeah, I'm putting a couple of drops. That takes so much time.
Where do you get water from?
So much muscle strength that I don't want to use. But I think my personal tasting notes are more mossy stuff, more peaty stuff, which we got a little bit of maritime here. But other than that, it didn't hit some of my main flavors, which, you know, I'm a Torabeg guy. I love Lagavulin. You know, I love Ardbeg. Like, I'm looking like bloody me up when I drink scotch. Like, I want to come out a little bit bruised. Like, that's what I'm looking for. And this didn't give me that. So my scotches at home are just an arsenal of warriors. You know, like, like I said, I want to be beaten up a little bit by my scotch, and this scotch isn't beating me up. So it's, you don't get to be at home with me, but I'll give you an 8.5 because I had a good time with you. But you know, you weren't a good sparring partner.
Justin walks in and goes, Warriors.
Warriors, my little Warriors.
So good.
So what does that bring us out to, Alex?
We are at 8.6, guys.
As wow. a club.
Nice. That's a good
All party. Right.
Nice. And then, so Vern brought the scotch today.
I did bring the scotch.
What the hell was that?
That was...
Cutty Shark.
Cutty Shark. I should have gone for the blends, but I went for... Oh, my gosh. Aaron.
No way.
Wow.
Which is an island... I think it's technically considered an island, although it's in the Campbelltown region.
Dave Hill is pretty sniping that right now.
It's a highland.
It's hidden because it's an island, but I'm looking carefully.
In Loch Ranza, Isle of Arran. This is the quarter cask, 56.2% alcohol.
56.2.
Did you say? I said 54.
Oh.
54.
58.
John said 101. 56.
And then with the 56?
I said 56.
So wow. I think the most boring scotch that I've ever drank just did nothing for me. Almost didn't want to finish it.
Was Aaron.
Wow. But it was, and I don't want to. Sorry, Aaron. Please sponsor us.
Well, you just gave it. What was your rating, your personal rating on it?
That one?
Or this one you just drank?
This one was a 9.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you, hey, that's Aaron, so Aaron me, if you're listening.
I almost want to bring this up to like a 9.25
for how
redeeming. You can now.
And that's why we do it blind, ladies and gentlemen.
Not loud, but.
That's awesome.
I'm trying to find notes. It's mostly just about
can you imagine skipping this? Because you had a bad experience with the other one?
I would not have bought this.
Look at the bottle,
there's no way.
Yeah.
That's a very unique shape.
Dude, that's a unique
all
shape.
All their designs have the same look.
That's a very kind of like bottle floating in the ocean type thing. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
It's classy. I think I only see 2 or 3 fonts.
Dave? Well, Dave,
there's only some restraint in the font category, which I'm really proud of. So yeah, we've got 3 fonts. Dave, good call. Stoked on that.
Cask strength. 56.2.
Is this cask? It's also in Braille underneath.
Oh, is it actually Braille or
is
just
it, or is it a topographical?
There is something. It is Braille.
Looks like Braille.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Whoa.
That's incredible.
Wow, so they're progressive.
Well, awesome. lots of grooves.
If you're really trying to do blind taste testing.
But they put it inside of a sleeve, so you can't
groove it.
It's a whole new level of blind taste testing.
It beats the purpose but, you know, their head's in the right place.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I read their notes on the bottle?
Yes.
Okay, so quarter cask, aromatic and intensely fruity with tropical fruits and coconut.
Yep.
Warming spice vanilla and gourmet apple notes.
Wow.
Yeah. Gourmet. I think we got all that but coconut.
We fucking Sean Kemp slam dunked that shit.
Yeah. And the coconut, I would go nose to nose with the coconut note. I don't buy it. But the other ones, I'm on board.
But there were like coconut adjacent things.
Yeah.
Like I was picking up like the bananas and cream kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I'm just going to try it again and look for the hunt for the coconut.
Dave and I are going to try it again tonight.
Oh, that's crazy. I know Braille and the Braille says, and there's jasmine here too.
Whoa.
Wow, guys.
Amazing.
It is first fill ex bourbon barrels for 7 years.
What was the price point?
It was 89.
Yep.
89 smackers.
That's a nice price.
Yeah, I would buy it on occasion. I think that would be fun to have banging around in the arsenal. Not of my warriors, but maybe the archers, you know, or the crossbowmen.
Yeah, I feel like it's
the sissies. Yeah.
It's a keep in your arsenal, but like it's not an everyday drinker, so it's going to last. It's going to be there for a while, and it's like, hey, you want to try
half gram of that?
You want to try something fun? Like, let's go for a ride.
Yeah,
But to that point, and that's exactly why I kind of rated it lower. Is like, I only got so much shelf space. Like, there's not, you know.
That's what closets are for.
Like,
build a bigger shelf.
You're right. I know. Get a storage unit. I know. Not a real scotch drinker.
So the quarter casks, for those that don't know, including myself, I'll read this from their website, just a short paragraph. The Aaron single malt selected for this cask strength expression was initially matured in first fill ex-bourbon barrels before being transferred for secondary maturation into smaller quarter casks, also made of the finest American oak. The process of transferring our whiskey into the smaller 125-liter size casks produces far greater contact between the whiskey and the oak and a faster, more intense maturation.
And it's like, what, south of Islay?
It's south of Campbelltown.
It's literally just the next island over.
I do like that they provide a map there, on their tin.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Sleeve.
On the sleeve. Yeah.
Tin sleeve.
And I think it's the only distillery on the island.
It's got to be.
Kind of like
that far south.
Tobermory is the only one on wherever they're from, Mull.
Dave's got a toast for us.
Yeah. All right, fellas. May we get what we want, what we need, and never what we deserve.
Love it.
Cheers. That sounds like my day.
Cheers. Cheers, guys. Clink.
Cheers, fellas.
Launch.
Cheers.
Launch. And welcome, John, to Gentlemen of the World.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Still great. Still burns on the way down.
I'm going to pour mine now and let it sit while we take a break.
Are you going to add water?
That is quite a step down.
Or are you going to drink it a little bit and then add water later?
From this one.
If you like what we are doing, please follow or subscribe.
Wherever you enjoy podcasts, whether it's in Ohio or France.
So you know when we have new episodes released.
And tell your friends.
Find us on Instagram or Facebook
at Mystery Scotch Tasting.
And leave us a comment.
Always remember to enjoy your scotch responsibly.
And please tell your friends.